Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week, our theme is how we are healers. And we're going to see a story from the book of Acts in the Bible where Peter, one of Jesus' first followers, meets a woman who's actually died and brings her back to life. Here's Tabitha's story.
Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days, she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping, and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside, and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive, and it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner.
Well, there's a lot to learn from this story. On the one hand, there's just a little hint here of Jesus' relationships with women. If you've ever heard that Christianity is somehow oppressive to women or something like that, you know, here's an example of a story where one of Jesus' followers follows in Jesus' footsteps, treating women with dignity and respect and love and care. So that's one little tiny thing we get out of this story, but there's much more as well. I think one of the biggest things we can get from this story is what God can do in a hopeless situation. This is a hopeless situation. The woman has died. There's one person that they think might be able to help, and he's Peter, the leader of this new Christian movement called the Church. But he's probably about 9 miles away. It's going to take him hours to get there by foot, much less by horse or donkey or anything like that. It's pretty much a lost cause. Remember yesterday I told a story of how long it takes, how much of a window there is for somebody who has a heart attack between them dropping and the time somebody needs to get a defibrillator to them. It's about 12 minutes. Well, here it's going to take hours for Peter to get to the woman. She's already died. There's next to nothing that people can imagine him being able to do, but they reach out to him anyway. They send some messengers to go get Peter and bring him to Tabitha's house. Well, the author of this story wants us to definitely know that this woman is dead. First of all, he says she's died, and help is miles and hours away. He makes sure we know that there are mourners there who have started to reminisce about the woman and tell stories about the kinds of wonderful things she made, the wonderful things she did for others. They've already washed down her body and brought her up to an upper room where they've laid her out. Basically, the wake is in progress. It's that far advanced. They're going to be getting ready to bury this woman, to say their final goodbye to her, when Peter arrives. And he does something incredible. He basically does exactly what Jesus would have done in this situation, and actually, he does exactly what Jesus did do in this situation. He raises the woman from the dead. Now tomorrow we're going to look at how Jesus did this kind of thing. But first of all, I want you to read the story for yourself. So your question for today is to read the story of Jesus raising someone from the dead. You'll find it in the book of Mark in the Bible, Mark 5, verses 21 to 42. I want you to read that story and write down the parallels between that story and what Peter did here. Share that with your group. Do it together if you can. And then talk about what you've learned. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.